Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking NFL news from Albert Breer of MMQB. The Bengals were reportedly offered and turned down a second-round draft pick for quarterback A.J. McCarron. I don't know what shocks me more, that someone offered a second-rounder for McCarron or that the Bengals rejected the offer of a second-rounder for McCarron. We can discuss that in a few minutes here on Grant and Danny. No Danny today. Welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. Let's talk Redskins-Ravens. Games tonight in Baltimore, the annual preseason tradition. How much will we see of the starters? Let's get some intel on the opponent. Jeremy Kahn, 105.7 The Fan in Charm City, joins us, our sister station. You can hear him between 2 and 6. Jeremy, I appreciate a couple of minutes. Let's start with Joe Flacco. I originally saw that he was going to be out for an extended period of time. Now the Ravens are basically saying he's going to be just fine. What's the latest on his back?
Well, I mean, they've been saying that he was going to be okay from Jump Street, but I'm not sure how long it's actually going to be, if they're going to treat him with kid gloves. I mean, the one concern, I think, for Ravens fans is just, you know, him building a rapport with Jeremy Maclin. But other than that, Joe's a veteran, so if he's missing some of the preseason, not a big deal. But we all know it from back injuries. I mean, anything could flare up at any given moment. The initial report when it came out was 3 to 6 weeks from, you know, some of the talking heads. But the Ravens were saying, no, we're going to give it a week or two and see how it is, and kind of wait and take that wait-and-see approach with what happens with Flacco. But, you know, there's not much behind him. I mean, Mallett, he's a journeyman, so I mean, you're not going to see any of Flacco tonight. You're probably going to see a ton of Mallett. And, you know, it's not like there's been anything interesting going on with the Ravens in the offseason. No major injuries, no Colin Kaepernick talk, nothing like that.
Yeah, so you guys have had nothing to talk about on 105.7 The Fan. We'll get to Cap in a second, but let's start with the injuries. That's the first thing I hear whenever any of the national networks does their look-in day with the Ravens. It's all about the injuries. Educate us. Who went down and what kind of dire situation are they in?
Well, it's been brutal. I mean, Kenneth Dixon, a running back that was going to be suspended for 4 games, they really liked what they saw out of him last year. He was going to get a heavy dose. And, you know, they kind of got a little bit of a running back by committee here. A lot of people are curious what Danny Woodhead does in this offense. But, you know, Kenneth Dixon goes down. And early on, it was Tavon Young, a slot cornerback that they really like. I mean, if the Ravens do one thing, they draft good defensive players, even though they swing and miss on wide receivers all the time. You had Dennis Pitta, their leading receiver, with the hip issue again. He went down. You had a guy that was possibly going to be your center this year retire after 3 years in the league unexpectedly. I mean, it's been left and right, and then the Flacco news came out. And there's been a couple other minor injuries, and now more recently, Marlon Humphrey, their first-round pick. Many people were shocked that they didn't go offense with their first pick. They took Humphrey. He's been sitting out the past 4 days. Doesn't look like he'll play tonight. Oh, by the way, Breshad Perriman, who seems to be injured every single year, has a hamstring issue, and they haven't really said what's going on with Alex Lewis, but he's missed a couple practices, and he's expected to be, you know, a starting lineman. So, I mean, they're banged up all over the place, but I guess we'll wait and see, you know, what happens. And the other one I forgot was Crockett Gilmore, the other tight end. Tight end seemed to be, you know, something they had a ton of coming into the season. Nobody really standing out at that position. And then, lo and behold, two of their guys get hurt, because I think fans were clamoring for O.J. Howard during the NFL draft, the tight end out of Alabama that went to the Buccaneers. But, I mean, it's just a walking MASH unit, and that's the one thing out of training camp. You just don't want anybody to get hurt, and that's all they've had is injuries.
One of the tight ends they did pick up this year, cover your ears, Redskins fan, because he's a killer of this team, is Larry Donnell from the New York Giants in the division. Jeremy Kahn is with us, 105.7 The Fan. You can listen to him in Afternoon Drive, and he's educating us on tonight's opponent up in Baltimore. What is the expectation for the Ravens this year?
Well, at the beginning of the year, everybody was saying that, you know, Harbaugh's on a bit of a hot seat because, you know, since the Super Bowl, they haven't done anything. Flacco's, you know, offensive numbers have not been stellar, and he's never been one of those quarterbacks. That whole elite debate that they've had about him, is he in that group? He wins the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, you know, he jumps up the charts. But in my opinion, he's a middle-of-the-pack guy. But, you know, there's a lot of pressure on this team to kind of get it done. And now he's a year removed from his knee injury. And he comes into camp with a back injury, and then they have all these injuries. But after two subpar seasons, and this is a team that's accustomed to being in the playoffs and at least having some success, it hasn't been great. You know, like, I think a lot of fans, it's all over the place. I mean, we get phone calls. You have your perennial homers that are going to go 12-4, 13-3, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm seeing the same thing you are. And then the doom and gloomers that think they're just going to be a cellar dweller and win four games. But I think realistically, when you look at them, their ceiling is probably 10-6. They're probably in that 500 range and fighting for one of those last wild card spots in the AFC, in my opinion, if there's no other significant injuries, which we can't guarantee that.
And the division's not great, but it's certainly competitive. I mean, the Steelers are always kind of in the hunt for the postseason. The Bengals have been in the playoffs more often than not, and I actually think got a lot better on offense this year. And the Browns stink and are a doormat, but they're not going to go 1-15 again this year. So that's... it's not like that's a good division to be in if you're a 7-9, 8-8 type team.
No, the division has typically had pretty good defenses, and you know the Browns have been the Browns for a long time, and I think everybody's waiting for them to get to the point where they're at least a little bit more competitive than what they've been, and maybe they're still a year or two away. Cincinnati lost a couple of offensive linemen, which I think is key, but they added some nice weapons in the draft as far as offensively. You mentioning that trade, I didn't know if it was the Browns front office that was running it when they didn't take a second-round pick for
insane.
AJ McCarron. That just sounds absolutely ridiculous. And I'd love to know what team offered it, by the way. But
I'm guessing the Browns, you know, just as a default, but I really don't know the answer.
It's just crazy. But, you know, so you start looking at the two teams we always expect to be there, the Steelers and the Ravens. And for whatever reason, matchup-wise, the Ravens have gotten better than the Steelers the past couple seasons. But, you know, they're the cream of the crop. Their offense, if they stay healthy, is going to be a top five offense in the league, or should be. Defensively, they can get after the quarterback. They've had their problems in the past game defending a little bit. Their corners are a little weak. But, you know, the Steelers, they're always going to be in that mix. But this division has been extremely difficult, except for the Browns, over the past few years. And the Ravens have always been right around the top of the division, including winning it a couple times. But, again, these past two seasons have fans a little upset over, obviously, the way things went.
Jeremy Connor, 105.7, The Fan. So the best player on the Ravens right now would be who? I don't think it's Flacco. I'm kind of looking at that defense. I mean, Terrell Suggs is old. You lost one of your best defensive linemen. Who is the guy right now that you'd say ranks the highest at his position across the board in football on that team?
Marshall Yanda. I think Marshall Yanda is probably the best guard and footballer up there. And, you know, Pro Football Focus and some of the statistics out there rate him as high. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing that your guard is the best player on your team. I mean, there's some talented guys. Well, I mean, there's some really talented guys as far as, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, and Tavon Young, I'm not throwing him in that group as best players, but he was a guy that they really liked. He's just undersized and a bit of a ball hawk. But, you know, Brandon Williams, the guy they paid in the offseason, he's a refrigerator with arms. And if you're allowing that guy to, you know, take up double teams, and then when you look at the situation, C.J. Mosley and some of the other linebackers are going to get opportunities to play those lanes and make the tackles that they're capable of. Eric Weddle was really highly ranked last year, and I think fans are really excited about Tony Jefferson, the safety they brought in from Arizona. But I don't. That's an interesting question because, I mean, in my mind, no doubt Marshall Yanda is the best player on this team at his position. But again, that's a guard. I'd love to give you a better answer, but I think that's the right one.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's the guy a few years ago when he was a free agent that the Redskins were linked to and that everyone in town wanted. And obviously, when you have a player of that caliber, yeah, he's not going anywhere. How about tonight?
Last year, he played with one arm. So, yeah. I mean, they moved him to the other side because, you know, they switched his position from right guard to left guard just so it was easier for them to instep and block. You know, he played with one arm. He's incredible.
That's crazy. How about tonight? How much for the starters? A drive or more?
I think they need to get a good look at the offensive line. And I think you'll see, you know, some of the offensive line. Mallett will be in there a little longer than expected. As expected, because there's not a ton behind him. So I think that's what you'll see pretty much. Maybe a couple drives, but you know, again, it's not your typical starters. I think some of the wide receivers, you'll see what they're, you know, with like the Mike Wallace's and a handful of the other guys come in, maybe play a series or two, and then they're out. But I do think you'll see some of the guys they expect to be starters in there a little longer than maybe you would typically see for a first game.
And then lastly, on Kaepernick, has the ship sailed completely?
I don't know if you know this. The Star Spangled Banner was written here. We've had a ton of phone callers let us know.
I have heard that.
It's been crazy, man, because, like, everybody has been, you know, either on one side or the other, and the phone calls have been ridiculous. We've tried not to say the K word all that often because it just drives people nuts, and everybody's on both sides of the fence with this. But with the organization, if they find out Flacco is done, out for an extended period of time, I think they start kicking the tires on it. But realistically, after signing Austin Howard, the offensive lineman from the Raiders, they don't have a ton of money left. I don't know how they finagle it unless they're cutting a player or two here and having more dead money. I mean, the Ravens have the most dead money in the league on their salary cap right now, and that's the only way I could see them fitting in Kaepernick for what he expects to make. And if he knows they're in, you know, dire straits and they need somebody, why is he going to come here on a discounted deal?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's why it hasn't made a lot of sense financially, but from a football standpoint, it makes a lot more sense to Miami because they don't have a backup. And if they actually needed one for an extended period of time, there's no way he'd be worse than the other guys they'd be trotting out there.
Yeah, well, the best thing was once they found out Flacco was hurt, they had their first practice, and Ryan Mallett threw 5 interceptions in the first practice, and which prompted Terrell Suggs to tell him he's supposed to throw to the guys in the white jerseys, not the purple jersey. So, we all know what Ryan Mallett is. Is he capable of going out there and making some plays? Sure, but he makes some boneheaded decisions, and I don't think he's a guy you want to rely on for 16 weeks.
Jeremy Kahn of 105.7, our family members up in Baltimore. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll see you tonight at the stadium.
Anytime, man.
Take care. Redskins Ravens kicking off the preseason. You can hear all the coverage you need this evening leading up to the kickoff of the game with Chad Dukes versus the World and a pregame kickoff show here on 106.7, the Fan ahead of the Nats action. Grant Paulson here for my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. I'm in my late 20s, and I'm down to the lightest weight I've been at since I was in college. And I mean when I went to college initially. Not just weight. Yeah, being down 60-plus pounds is good. My visceral fat level, better. My percentage of body fat on my body, down almost 16% at this point. All of the metrics point to me being the healthiest that I have been in my life. And it's all thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. Be like me. Be like my buddy who listens to the shows, dropped 136 pounds. Be like their dozens of graduates. Danny Rouillet is one of them. Be like J.P. Flame of the Junks, who just had a few pounds to lose but wanted to do it with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Call them now and start the rest of your life today. 703-992-0620. 703-992-0620. And just get a consultation. Go stand on their scale. Hold the little bars out past your sides. They're going to tell you about your body fat and your comp. And they're going to tell you what you need to do. Get that consultation. You'll thank me. It is a life changer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.